Well, turn to someone and say, I'm stepping into the abundance of God's provision. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord's table. God has set before me a table in the presence of my enemies, mocking the devil, mocking every lie from hell, mocking poverty, mocking depression, mocking sickness, just laughing at the devil. God has set a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Someone say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got a bill you can't pay? Just laugh at it. That's a good place to laugh right there. Remember I used to hand out those stickers, the devil said what? And there's this guy folded over and laughed. He's absolutely killing himself with laughter. The devil said what? The Bible says, whoa, oh, there it is. Lynn's still got it. There you go. I'll get you another one. We've got a visitor. There we go. So, you know, the devil hasn't stopped talking. God put Adam in the garden and Satan came along. Didn't take long for the devil to show up. Did God say? Did God say? And he spoke to Jesus, if you are who God said you are. And you know, he shows up regularly, I find, to torment you, to harass you, to lie to you. And unless you know how to laugh, he's going to torment you till the day you die. The devil said, what? Do you know, we're talking about how to hear from God. Now, our own heart can condemn us. God never condemns us. The Bible says Jesus came to give us life. He says, I didn't come to condemn you. We all know we make mistakes. I love what God said to me the other day. He said, I don't look for mistakes. I was telling him about all the mistakes I'd made, as if he didn't already know. You know, when you confess your sin, isn't the first time God finds out about it. I was telling him all about my failures in life. And he said, I don't look for mistakes. I look for the willingness to make them. Oh. Oh. Oh, I felt, I'm willing. I'm the biggest willingness you've got. I make God really happy. I just make mistakes everywhere. People never make mistakes, never make anything. It's not until you get into the deep end of the swimming pool that you start to drown. Anyone can play safe. You were made for victory. You were made to attack mountains 10 times bigger than you ever thought you could climb. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me. Hallelujah. You know, you can stand before the devil in the midst of your mistakes and your failures and your sin and your problems and your poverty and your pain and your lack, and you can say, every tongue that condemns me for not being what I should be, I will condemn, because God is my righteousness. He has given me his righteousness, and this is my heritage. I'm a servant of the Most High God, and I have a right to call you a liar, because that God set in the presence of my enemies. And he's not a God of enough. And church, we have got to get beyond enough. We have got to get beyond enough, because enough is enough only for who? Only for you. How selfish is that? God said to Abraham, I will bless you. I will make you great. I will make your name great, and I will make you wealthy so you can be a blessing. I didn't bring any Fijoas to church this morning. Do you know why? Because my tree is running dry. And I've only got one bucket. And I'm keeping that bucket for me. Last month I had buckets and buckets and buckets. And I brought buckets and buckets because I couldn't eat all of them. You think I'm being generous? No, I just can't eat all the. They're just going to rot on the ground if I don't give them away. That's who we are. That's who we are. That's who God's made us to be. He says, I want you to give out of your abundance. He doesn't want us to give out of our poverty. You know, there's a verse in the Bible where it says that Paul commended a church because they gave out of their extreme poverty. And he commended them. And the devil highlights that verse in everybody's Bible and says, see, that's how you're supposed to give, out of your poverty. That's not what that is all about. He wants us to give out of our abundance. I'll tell you why, because if you haven't got an abundance, you're probably not going to give at all. That's just why I'm hanging on to my Fiji Joas. Just a little bit of honesty here and a confession. But this is how it works. If you don't have an abundance, you don't give. Because you're too concerned about you, hanging on to what you need. God wants you to have more than enough. Say more than enough. Turn to the pastor. That's me. Say, pastor, next year, you bring your bucket of Fiji Joas. Because you're going to have an abundant crop. Because God wants to bless us. That's right. If God can get it through you, he'll get it to you. Hallelujah. Well, I'm not going to preach my message this morning because Lynn went far too long with the communion. Just kidding. That was a joke, by the way. That was terrific. Thank you, Lynn. No, yours truly went far too long with the worship. But it's just so hard to shut it down, isn't it? We're actually doing a series on how to hear from God. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally. And God is generous with everything he's got. And he's the smartest person there is. And he gives us everything with generosity. And if you're in a spot, you don't know what to do, the Bible says, let a man ask God, who gives to every man. That means you as well, because you're in there somewhere. You're in there, that every man pool, you know. There are no exceptions. God gives to every man generously. And if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to every man generously. Wow, you mean God is just waiting to fix my problem. He's just waiting to tell me how to sort this mess out, you know. And he will speak to you. And it's a friendly voice. There is no condemnation in it. Sometimes, you know, we don't need a devil because we're pretty tough on ourselves. The Bible says if our own heart condemns us, God is greater than our hearts. If our own heart condemns us, God is greater than our hearts. He understands, you know. And God will make up what I lack. He will make up the difference between where I am and where I need to be. That's what grace is. Hallelujah. I'm complete in him. I'm complete. I'm acceptable to God. Yeah, he's got a ways to go. I mean, there's still some work to do on me, but until I get there, I'm acceptable to him. I can rest in that. I can rest in his provision. I'm okay with God. He loves me. It's a friendly voice. And when you hear anything other than that, you need to laugh. The devil said what? I can stand before God without shame, without blame, because I'm without spot. Through his eyes, he sees the righteousness of Christ in me. And if I can stand before God without spot, without blame, without shame, I can stand before any other man on earth without spot, without shame, without blame. Amen. There are people who will try to put you down. They'll try to tell you not what you should be. They'll try and tell you you shouldn't have done this, you shouldn't have done that, you're not good enough. We all know what our weaknesses and faults are. We don't need anyone to do the work of the devil. He is the accuser of the brethren. Give yourself a break and give each other a break. Praise one another. Build one another up. Your words are powerful. Be an encourager. Be a Barnabas. Don't be a Judas. Don't betray your purpose. Be an encourager. We need to hear the voice of God constantly through you. Build someone up. Don't look at their faults. Don't look at their mistakes. God isn't looking for mistakes. He's looking for the willingness to make them. We had some guys. Can I tell a story about our... We had a dishwasher that died. I always get permission. Otherwise, I get my very own sermon on the way home. She says, I've got to stop saying that, because she does it. She's just very gracious to me. So a dishwasher died. So, you know, God's a God of more than enough, and we got another one. But these guys... they chipped the light, and it was the cupboard, wasn't it? They were installing the thing, and they chipped the cupboard. They took a little bit of the veneer, because, you know, you never get real wood these days. Everything's all chipboard with a little bit of shiny stuff on the outside. So they nicked a bit of that off. And as they left, you know, Pam said, look, they chipped the cupboard. I says, darling, I says, would you rather have no oxen in the kitchen? Because without the oxen put in the thing, and, you know, I wasn't going to do it. Thank God for the oxen. So if something doesn't quite work out right, we know oxen are, you know the scripture, don't you? We know oxen are, the manger is clean, but much increase comes through the strength of an ox. You know, men are messy. Yes. Remember that, ladies. If you ask them to do something, they're going to leave a bit of stuff behind. Nobody likes the stuff that oxen leave behind. But you've got to put up with a bit of stuff if you want the strength of an ox. So remember that. We've got some great people here. They've got fantastic hearts. They lay their lives down to serve you. They're here early. They leave late. They do a lot of stuff during the week. And they're not perfect. And every once in a while, they'll leave a little bit of stuff behind. Or they'll say something they shouldn't say, or they'll do something they shouldn't do. God doesn't look for the mistakes. He looks for the willingness to make them. And thank God we got some oxen around the place. And I don't mind if you're an oxen and you leave a little bit of, I can't say the word because I'm a pastor. I can't say the word because I'm a pastor. But they leave stuff behind. And everybody leaves stuff behind. What are you going to do with those very special things that God has given you? Your ability to see. Seriously? Seriously? Is that what you're going to focus on? Seriously? Haven't you got anything better to do? And we've got some Chinese people out there who need to get saved. That's why... So, Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for the table this morning. And we want to thank you that you have set this in the wilderness for us to feast on. And we thank you, you're a God of more than enough. For right now, we receive by faith provision for whatever we lack this morning, because you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You are our daddy. And the promises that you have given us from your word, and the promises that you have received. Some of you have received prophecies and it's taking a while to come to pass, and you're despising the word. The Bible says don't despise prophecies, and if you are despising a word, you'll be in debt to it. The word which God has sent had a purpose, and it will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. Hello. That's a Selah moment right there. God sends a promise, and all the promises of God are yes, and so be it. Hallelujah. And the devil will come to you and he will tell you that it is not coming to pass. And that for some reason, whatever reason, God's promises for you are not going to apply because you're a very special case. And God's promises are yea and amen for everybody else except you. That's a good place to laugh right there. I remember a guy, I can't remember who it was, but someone said to me, your laughter is a weapon. Your laughter is a weapon. And you know why, and everybody needs to laugh, is because it cancels the lies of hell. That's his work. That's his work. And we need to recognize the lies that come to our mind, undermining our faith and our trust and our belief in God. I'm stepping into abundance this morning. What about you? I'm stepping into God's provision for every area of my life, for my heart, for my mind, for my soul, for my finances, for the ministry God's called me to do, for my relationships. I'm stepping into more than enough. Someone say, I'm stepping in to more than enough. You see, you have to do something. You have to activate that which God has given to every man. It's a spirit of faith. And if you're just listening to me this morning, you're picking it up. You might not even be paying much attention, but you're under the sound of my voice, and there's faith in my heart, and there's faith in the words. And if you're under the sound of those words, you're catching it. You don't have to understand it, but you're picking it up. Faith is a force, and it will move mountains on your behalf. All you have to do is sit under the sound of somebody who has heard a word from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have believed God. Amen. Who have you been listening to? And who do you believe this morning? I have believed God. And I'm stepping into more than enough. Hallelujah. I'm stepping into more than enough. And like Caleb said, although he was old in years, give me this mountain. You know that pleases God. That pleases God. Give me that mountain. Oh, that pleases God. Have you got a mountain this morning? Can faith rise in your heart this morning? And can you pray with me? Give me this mountain. That pleases God because he knows you've been listening to him, because every promise is yea and amen. The promises of God are there for a reason. They shall accomplish the purpose for which they were sent. It's all about words, people. It's all about words.